Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Burke.
I'm here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Wonderful. Welcome everyone to the April 5th Education POC. Can we find out who's in Tallahassee this morning?
In Tallahassee, we have Tom Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, Jim Hammers, and Michael Clark.
Okay, thank you. I guess first we have our agenda. Does anyone see anything they'd like to have changed on the agenda? Not hearing anything? Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, planning.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Now we have the February 5th, 2019 meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes to those minutes?
Move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the February 5th meeting minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. The minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditor application, so we can move right on into the new courses. That's item number five. First course I see here is number 930.0-2017, Advanced MOPS Private Provider Inspections, provided by Edward Renzi and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide contractors, design professionals, and licensed inspection personnel in the electrical industry with one-hour advanced building code training, specifically regarding the use of alternative plans review through private provider inspection services in compliance with Florida State Building Code Statute 553.791. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any comment on the course?
I'll motion for approval. Flanagan.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 930.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 930.0 is approved. Next course is number 931.0, Advanced FBC 6th Edition 2017, Fenestration Mitigation Advanced Class, provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will address the different options within the Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017 that are currently available to homeowners for mitigation to protect their homes and families. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment on the course?
Just that the AIA always does an excellent job.
Yes, they do. Is that a motion?
Oh, yes, a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second Flanagan and correct. Great job.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 931.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 931.0 is approved. Next course is number 929.0. This is Advanced FBC, Preparing Code Compliant Construction Documents, again provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a detailed overview of what and how an architect should be including in their construction documents, culled from the current edition of the Florida Building Code that facilitates a roadmap for plans examiners to more rapidly review the design for code compliance and lessening the required time to obtain and issue a building permit. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve. Planning.
Is there a second?
Second, Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 929.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 929.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 928.0, Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017, Administration Advanced Code Training. This is provided by C2N Code Solutions Group and accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to cover the administrative requirements of the Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017. This course is based on the Building Officials Association, BOAF, Model Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code, 6th Edition, and covers requirements such as application of the code, permit requirements, inspection requirements, plan requirements, certificate of occupancy requirements, stop work orders, and more. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Flanagan, very nice, and I'll recommend for approval.
Second, Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 928.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 928.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 927.0. 2017 Advanced FBC Working Clearances, and this is provided by Jake Leahy's Construction Code Connection, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to familiarize a contractor with regulations found in the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code. The Florida Building Code Chapter 34 Reference Standards references the National Electric Code 2014 edition. This course will examine the requirements for providing code-compliant working space around electrical equipment in accordance with Chapter 34 of the Florida Building Code and 110.26 of the National Electric Code 2014 edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
I think the description should be
35. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course?
The Building Code Chapter 35, not 34.
Oh, okay.
This is.
Okay. Is there any pot comment on the course?
Flanagan, motion for approval. Very nice.
Megan Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 927.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 927.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 926.0, Advanced Florida Building Code 2017, Permits and Inspections, and that is provided by Construction Estimating Institute, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will explain sections of Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code, Building Volume, with the goal of making the permitting and inspection process easier to understand and less overwhelming. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment? And that was Siri trying to talk to me. Okay. Is there a motion on this course?
Recommend approval, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Flip.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 926.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 926.0 is approved. And the last of the new courses is course number 925.0, 2017, Advanced Florida Building Code, Life Classroom, FBC 270.0. And this is provided by Royal Construction School, and it's accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that details the specific requirements of the Florida Building Construction Standards as required in Florida Statutes 553, Part 4. The LIFE course will provide a working knowledge of the Florida Building Code requirements and its current code changes. Once the LIFE course is completed, the student will have the working knowledge of the statute and the application of the code as it applies to their specific discipline. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment?
Very nice. Flanagan, recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 925.0, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Course number 925.0 is approved. Next, we move on to agenda item number 6, which are the administratively approved updated courses. And the first one is number 421.5, Advanced Florida Building Code Principles, Internet course, provided by Gregory Silvier. I'm sure I butchered that. Accreditor, JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will provide an overview of Florida statutes, Chapter 553, regarding the Florida Building Code, Florida Building Commission, licensee accountability, permits, inspections, and enforcement. These areas are reviewed from the viewpoint of the statute's effects on the typical Florida contractor. The course covers the 2017 Florida statutes pertaining to the Florida Building Code. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion and a second?
Motion, Smith.
Second, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 421.5, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 421.5 is approved. Next, we have course number 365.3, 2017 Advanced Wind Mitigation Methodology, Part 1, Internet Course 6th Edition. And this is provided by Infinity LLC and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that introduces Florida contractors to wind mitigation methodologies, retrofitting techniques required by Florida Statute 553.844. By completing this course, the contractor will be familiar with prescriptive techniques for gable end retrofitting, strengthening and fastening roof sheathing, and creating a secondary water barrier as outlined in the ask covered by the 2017 Florida Building Code, 6th Edition, Existing Building, Chapters 7 and 17. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Recommend for approval, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 365.3, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 365.3 is approved. Next is course number 394.3, 2017, Advanced Wind Mitigation Methodologies, Part 2. Online retrofit course, and that's provided by Infinity LLC, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course designed to provide Florida contractors with a thorough understanding of the wind mitigation retrofitting techniques required by Florida Statute 553.844 as covered in the 2017 Florida Building Code. Licensees will become familiar with the techniques for improvement of roof-to-wall connections and adding or strengthening opening protections, including a review of pros and cons of approved products. It also covers component and cladding loads and answers many frequently asked questions. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Move approval, Stone.
Second, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 394.3, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 394.3 is approved. Next, we have course number 444.3, and that's 2017 Advanced Code Requirements for Residential Construction, Internet Course, 6th Edition. That's provided by Infinity LLC and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course designed to provide licensees with an understanding of 2017 Building Code requirements for residential construction. It relays the fundamental importance of adhering to building codes and standards and the purpose of the Florida Building Code. Specific areas discussed include permitting and inspection, spatial and structural concepts and requirements, creating a means of egress system, mechanical and plumbing requirements, and termite protection. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Second. Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 444.3, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 444.3 is approved. And our last in this series of courses is number 373.2, 2017 Advanced Florida Building Code Online Course, Permits, Inspections, and Paperwork. And that's provided by Construction Estimating Institute, and that's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that explains each section of Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code Building Volume, with the goal of making this administrative responsibility easier to understand and less overwhelming. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any public comment on the course?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Smith.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 370.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 373.2 is approved. Now we're on to agenda item number 7, and these are the self-affirmed one-change courses. And the first one is course number 823.0, and that's 2014 Advanced ABC Appendix F Design and Construction of Landscape Irrigation Systems, and that's provided by American Society of Landscape Architects. And the prior accreditor was Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that reviews the Florida Advanced Building Code Appendix F for landscape irrigation. The design, installation, materials, means, testing, and inspection of commercial irrigation systems will be covered. The course will focus on those items in the building code that landscape architects may not be proficient at using or applying in practice. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the 2014 code was referenced in the BCIS course description, including the course title. The 2014 code was referenced on the front page of the course syllabus, and the 2017 code was not referenced as a source for the course materials in the syllabus. The 2014 references should be changed to the current 2017 code, and the 2017 code should be added as a source for the course materials. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the three changes being made that were just described.
Thank you. Is the provider on the line? Is there any additional public comment on this course? Is there any PAC comment on the course?
Just that Michael got things that I saw too. I move additional approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second, but I just want someone to clarify the I know of the year date change. What was the other item?
Commissioner, the 2017 code was not posted as a reference for the course materials.
Okay, so they will be notified that they have to include that.
That is correct. I will notify them.
That's fine. Thank you. I second.
Okay, all those in favor of conditionally approving course number 823.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 823.0 is conditionally approved. And that's it for the courses. So now we have an Education Administrator's Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator, Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from January 28, 2019 through March 24, 2019, including the staffing of the EDPOC meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission education program. Also included is training funding information that's available for years 2018-2019, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report.
Does anyone have any questions for Michael on the report? Not hearing any. Does any member of the PAC have anything they would like to add to a future agenda item or anything else they want to discuss?
I just want to see you run a better meeting than some other people I know.
I'm not sure that's true, but thank you very much, sir. Is there any general public comment? All right. Well, with that being said, I will be absent from our next plenary session, so Commissioner Flanagan has graciously consented to present our recommendations, and I thank him for that. If there's nothing else, then I guess we'll have a roll call for adjournment.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here, and Nan, enjoy your vacation.
Commissioner Flanagan, I will send you personally the minutes. If you have any questions, please contact me.
I will, Michael. Thank you very much, and thank you always for all your support on meetings.
Well, thank you, sir. Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stone.
Still here.
Commissioner Langille. Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Burke?
Here.
Madam Chair, all are accounted for.
Thank you so much, everyone. We are adjourned.
Yeah, next week. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Good job, Mike. I'll see you guys.